Okay, we're about 12 lines down from the top of the page on Nun Bet Amud Bet. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Chalat Vasama Amar. Okay, so we're now talking about the Mishnah when it says Chalat Vasama Amar. One second, let's just read the Mishnah. So now we're going to go piece by piece through the Mishnah. We're going to get to the end of the parak today, so we're going to finish with all this. We're now up to, one second. Chalat v'asam ma'amar, natan get uba'al. Okay, so he does chalitza, he does ma'amar, then he gives a get, and then he does be'ila. Or, ba'al v'asam ma'amar, natan get b'chalat, ein achar chalitza klum. Once you do chalitza, nothing else matters. You've finished the matter, and if you do any act after, like you do a ma'amar, you do a get, none of that is relevant. So now, we're going to say something we already said. Zu divrei Rabbi Akiva. This is all only according to Rabbi Akiva. Why? De amar ein kiddushin tofsin b'chai ve'lavim. Okay, we said that what happens once you're supposed to do yibum, right? So you're supposed to do yibum with this woman. Now what happens? You do chalitza with her, right? Once you do chalitza with her, you're now forbidden, number one, to her, because of the isur of lo yivneh, and number two, she's forbidden now to all the other brothers, and all the other wives are now forbidden to her. All that is because of the Isser of Lo Yivneh. We're going to see today, we're going to finally go back to this machloka we learned a long time ago that we referenced when we were learning the Mishnah, that that it's possible that it's not just the Isser of Lo Yivneh. Some people say that it goes back to Karet, okay? But let's stick right now with understanding this in Isser Lav. And then Rabbi Akiva says, remember there was this big machloket, is Kiddushin Tofsin B'chai V'Lavim or is it not Tofsin B'chai V'Lavim? Rabbi Akiva had a unique opinion that if you do an Isser Lav, any of the things that says don't marry this person, not mitabeti, not karet, but just a lav, Rabbi Akiva says, ain't Kiddushin Tofsin, and then you'd have to explain our Mishnah is only according to him. Because if Kiddushin or Tofsin, let's say you do chalitza with her, and then you go ahead, be Isur, and you marry her, according to the general opinions, all the people who disagree with Rabbi Akiva, that marriage is a good marriage. So if you do Ma'amar after that, you're basically married to her. Because Ma'amar is, in essence, Kiddushin. Okay, we're going to talk today, is there a difference between Ma'amar and Kiddushin? And we'll talk about that soon. But that's the basic idea here. So this is all according to Rabbi Akiva, Tamar, Ein Kiddushin Tofsin B'chai Ve'lavim. Aval Chachamim Omrim, okay, now this is going to be against our Mishnah. That Yesh Achar Chalitza Klum. So everything we said now, and there's nothing after chalitza, it's only according to Rabbi Akiva, and Chachamim would say, if you do something after chalitza, even though it's be'isur, the kiddushin or tofsim, and you'd need to resolve the situation. If it's ma'amar, you'd need to get, okay? So now they say, but wait, if you want to really say that this is like Rabbi Akiva, we have a problem. Why? Umi matzit mukmale ki Rabbi Akiva, v'hakatane resha, it says in the beginning of the Mishnah, or earlier on, not exactly the beginning. Natan get v'asa ma'amar, tzricha get v'chalitza. If you do a ma'amar, first you do a get to one, then you do ma'amar to the other, you need a get and you need a chalitza. V'i Rabbi Akiva, kevan diyahiv la get mimahane. Rabbi Akiva holds that once you give her a get, it's usher to marry her. Okay? Now, if it's usher to marry her, what do we say? It's an isur lav and ein kiddushin tofsin. So first he gives her a get, then he gives either her or a different wife, it doesn't matter, a ma'amar. This ma'amar, according to Rabbi Akiva, shouldn't be chal either, because it's also an isur lav. How do we know it's an isur lav? Because he says, v'hatanya, it says in a braita, Rabbi Akiva omer, minayin linoten get levim tov, shene esra alav olamit. How do we know that once you give a get to your woman, your yivama, she's forbidden to you forever? How do we know that? Shenemar, and he proves it from a pasuk, which seems to say that it's an Isur Lav. Now, this is a weird pasuk to use. We'll see why in a minute. Lo yuchal ba'ala harishon asher shulcha. Achar shiloach. Okay. Did I skip something? No. Right. Asher shulcha. Achar shiloach. So what does this mean? The pasuk, this is a pasuk about, who remembers the context of this pasuk? Lo yuchal ba'ala rishon asher shulcha. What does that mean? It means if you get divorced and then you go marry somebody else and then you want to go back to your first husband, you're not allowed to. It's a machzir grushato case. It's not a yifamah case. But what does he say? We're going to learn from here that this also applies, Rabbi Akiva says, This also applies to a woman who got a get from her yabam, meaning that if you give a get to your yabam, you also can't bring her back. Hidarshins achar shilach. After you sent her out, you can no longer bring her back. Okay? So what does he learn from here? It sounds like there's an isra lav of lo yucha bala rishon asher shilcha to take her back. So what does that mean now? Okay, if you do get and then you do ma'amar, what are we going to say now? The ma'amar is an isra lav according to Rabbi Akiva, because you, once you give her a get, you can't marry her olami. We learned it out from the pasuk lo yucha bala rishon l'shalcha, which really is about machzir gushato, but he's applying it also to yabam. So therefore, the ma'amar shouldn't be takef. And it says in the Mishnah, if you give a ma'amar after that, you need a get and you need chalitza. In other words, you still need a get. This ma'amar counts. So what's going to be the answer? Maybe you could have guessed this. Amar of Ashi, what's weird about this whole thing? Think about what we've learned. How could you say there's an iser d'oraita of a lav on a get for Yavama? We've learned already that a get is only midrabana, right? The rabbi said because get works generally to disconnect you. We're going to say get is like chalitza. We're going to say the get has validity, but and to be machmir. But we're not saying that get midrabana. We create an isra lav midrabana. How could a get that only works midrabana by a Yavama work to create an isra lav midrabana? So that's going to be the answer. Amar of Ashi. Get yivami midrabanan. The fact that a get works by yivama is only midrabanan, right? Because you're disconnecting from someone you're not even married to, right? He's supposed to marry her, but you're not married to her. And so what do you do about the fact that it connects with this pasuk, and it's a lo ta'aseh in the pasuk? Ah, ukras machta ba'alma. He's just connecting it to this pasuk. First of all, this pasuk clearly is not an isra lav that has to do with a yivama. It has to do with a machzir gushato and a regular machzir gushato case. So they say that the pasuk is just an asmachta ba'alma. We've seen this many times. It means that the rabbis connected this to a pasuk. Sometimes they used it as a mnemonic device, as a way to remember the halacha. But in any case, it's not an Isur d'oraita. Once you say it's not an Isur d'oraita, now it's obvious. Rabbi Akiva says, Ein kiddushin tovsin b'chai ve'lavim. Chai ve'lavim means lavim midoraita. This is, maybe we could call it a lo taseh midorabanan. In other words, just the rabbi said it's asur. But that wouldn't be, you wouldn't say kiddushin tovsin in that case, even according to Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so we try to say that we have a problem with it being Rabbi Akiva. In the end, we say, no, we can resolve Rabbi Akiva. Tanya Nami Hachi. Now we have another brayta to support. Amar Rebbe. Ein dvarim halalu amurim. Okay, all the things we've talked about in our Mishnah are not said, ela ledivri Rabbi Akiva, shaya oseh chalutza ke'erva. Because he said, once you do chalitza, she's forbidden to you like an erva. Okay? Aval chachamim amurim, yesh achar chalitza klum. Okay, that's the first part of the braita, which basically supports what we said, that the rabbis would all think that there is a tokef to chalitza midor. After chalitza, there is a tokef because chalitza is only an isur lav, and then it should be allowed to, you know, if you marry her, there's validity to it. Vani omer, Rebbe continues in this braita. He says, Vani omer, ematai. Now he's going to limit what he's saying, though. Ematai, when do chachamim say there's after chalitza klum? It depends what we're talking about that you did after chalitza. There's two ways that you could do a ma'amar. Or that you can, you do chalitza, right? And then you decide to marry her. Now, how do you marry her? Either you do it because you say, I'm performing yibum on you. Or you do it and you say, I'm performing marriage with you. Okay? So now, the question is, which did he do and what would be the relevance? Bizman shekidsha l'shum ishut. Let's say he marries her with a regular kiddushin. He says, Hare at mikudeshet li, after he did the chalitza. That is clearly the isur lav, in which case, right, the chachamim will say it's tofes, and Rabbi Akiva will say it's not tofes, it's a lav. Aval kidsha l'shum yivamut, ein achar chalitza klum. If you say, I am marrying you to be mekayim the mitzvah of yibum, then it's irrelevant. Why? It's a ta'ut. It's a kiddushin of ta'ut, right? It's a mistake. You basically made a mistake. You said, I'm marrying you, l'shem yibum. You thought you were allowed to. It turns out you're not allowed to. That's just a perfect mistake. Okay, so therefore, in that case, he would disagree. In that case, they would all agree that anachar chalitza klum, that this is irrelevant. So Chachamim would agree with Rabbi Akiva in that case. Okay, now we're going to see another bright to binyan. Tanya ida chacholetz li'ivim tov v'chazar v'kidsha. Okay, so again, here we have someone does chalitza, and then he marries her. Rebbe Omer, im kidsha l'shum ishut tzricha himenu get. L'shum yivamut, ein sricha himenu get. Okay, this is Rebbe. Rebbe says exactly what he just said before. It depends whether you married her l'shum ishut or you married her l'shum yivamut. V'chachamim omrim, bein shekitsha l'shum ishut, bein shekitsha l'shum yivamut, sricha himenu get. Chachamim disagree with Rebbe. And they say, no, it doesn't matter how you married her, no matter what, right? Tzricha himenu get, she always needs a get. Okay, this I charted out in the chart here at the top of the page. Okay, so there's a machloket now in this bright, according to Rebbe and Chachamim, whether there's a distinction between how he marries her, or according to Chachamim, it doesn't matter. Any way he marries her, it's as if it was a marriage, and a marriage can be chal after chalitza, because it's only an isur lav for him to marry her. And since it's only an isur lav, therefore, the kiddushin are tofsim. Again, according to Chachamim, obviously, and not Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva would obviously disagree with both of these. So now, we're going to have a whole explanation about Rabbi, and really the machloket between them. So the next chart on the page is all about if kidsha l'shem yivamut, which is really the case that Rabbi and Chachamim are arguing about, right? Rabbi says, you don't need a get in that case, and Chachamim say you need a get. Why? Okay, we're going to see six different opinions here, okay, about what case they're arguing about and what the machloka between them is. So the first assumes that it's just a basic case. It's a kidsha in the name of Yibum, okay? And why does Rebbe think it doesn't work? So in order to understand this case, he's going to compare it to the property of a ger after he dies. Let's say you have a ger dies. He has no kids, and he obviously has no siblings or relatives earlier, right? The only yorshim a ger can have are his children. Okay, because even if, let's say, he has a brother who converted, they're not considered brothers lahalacha. We've seen that before, right? That they're not considered related. So now, because a ger shanola, ger kikatan shanola dami, right? He's as if he's born from scratch when he becomes a Jew. So now, let's say he converts, and he's got no kids, and he dies. Who takes over his property? His property is what we call hefker. Hefker means it belongs to anybody who wants to come, right? Same thing with Shemitah. Shemitah produce, you have Shemitah produce in your garden. You're supposed to be, right, all of that stuff is hefker. Anybody who wants to come into your garden in the Shemitah year can come and take it. So now, how do you take ownership of a property? So one of the ways you take ownership of a property, let's say he's got a field, and the Mefarshim should give a case which is an easier example, that you have a next door neighbor, okay? Your next door neighbor goes into your field, and he plows your field, or he does something to the field, okay? As soon as he does an act of tikkun, of fixing the field or trying to make it better, that's considered a chazaka. He now has a chazaka on that property, whether it's a stranger, whether it's the next-door neighbor, it doesn't matter who it is. I'm bringing up a next-door neighbor because for this case, you'll see it's relevant. So now, as soon as you work the field, you now gain ownership over the part of the field that you work. Not necessarily the whole field, but the area that you worked on. It shows I've done something to the work, to the land, right? If it's fruit from my tree, it's very simple. You take the fruit and then it's yours. But when you're talking about land, you don't pick up the land and take it with you. So by working the land, you've created a chazaka on the land. So now comes Rebbe, and Rav Yosef, and he says this. I'm Rav Yosef. My time at the Rebbe, asa'uha ke odir b'nichse hager. Okay, odir is working the land. He works, if he goes, and he goes into the nichse hager, b'kasavur shelohen, delo kami. Let's say it's my next door neighbor. Okay, his property right there over the border, his property there, I start working his land. Now, here there happens to be a wall, but let's say there wasn't a wall, okay? And I just go into his field and start working the land because I think it's mine. We all know that sometimes there's difficulties with knowing exactly where the boundaries are of my property and his property. I start working his land. Now, he's dead. His kids, he has no kids. He's a ger. So this land is hefker. And I start working the land. But why do I work the land? Not because I think that I want to buy, acquire the land. It's just because I thought the land was mine. In that case, the halacha is, since I wasn't trying to acquire it, right? It's not mine. It doesn't belong to me. I don't get a chazaka on that land. I made a mistake, right? So comes Rav Yosef and says, that's the same thing with this woman. He thinks that the woman's his, right? He thinks that he can marry her because it's his yivama, but he doesn't realize that the woman isn't his, really. Once he did chalitza, she's disconnected with him and she's not allowed to marry him. So he says, that's why Rebbe said that she doesn't need a get because this is a marriage like the nichse ger. He just went in and he thought it was his own. And he took it, right? I mean, it's a little bit of an unpleasant comparison. But anyway, he basically takes the woman thinking it was hers and she was his. And therefore, it's lo kani. Amar le Abai. Abai says, no, you're missing the point with this case of the nichse ger. Mi tame. These cases aren't similar. Hatam, what's the issue with the land? Why aren't you kona that land? Why don't you acquire it when you go work that land? Because lo kamachavin lemikne, you had no intent of acquiring. You thought it was your own, so you weren't trying to do a purchase, right? You weren't trying to acquire anything. But in this case, why is that different from our case? Hacha kamachavin lemikne. He's trying to be mekadesh to the woman. He's trying to acquire her as his wife. So there is an act of kinyan. Now it's true he messed up a little. So what does he say? It's more similar to this case. Halo damia ella. It's more similar to leoder benichse ger ze. It's that I went into my neighbor's field thinking it was my neighbor's field, but it turns out I was wrong. I thought my neighbor owned the property, but really he was only renting the property all this time. And really it belonged to a different ger, and that ger had no children and it was hefker, and I worked that land thinking I was acquiring it from somebody. Turns out I was acquiring it from somebody else, and in that case, since I did have the intent to acquire it, it's mine. So that's what he says about this woman. You thought this woman was something, and it turns out she was something else, but still you were trying to acquire her. You were trying to marry her. So therefore, the marriage does hold. And therefore, Abai says, you can't compare it to this case, because according to your logic, it should work in the Yivama, in the case where you're trying to marry her, it should be a good acquisition. Thank you. I'm thinking that's not the word. Okay, it should be a good acquisition. So therefore, El Amar Abai, you must be missing the point. It must be a different situation. Hacha b'mayaskina, the machloka between Rebbe and Chachamim is like this. Kigon de amarle hitkadshi li b'ma'amar yivamim. It's not when he says he's intending to acquire her l'shem yivamut or l'shem yishut. It's that he said the words, hitkadshi li b'ma'amar yivamim. Rebbe savar ma'amar ilave zika karame. This all goes back to what we talked about yesterday. How does ma'amar work? Okay, let's go back to percentages, okay? Let's give random percentages, but let's say Zika gets you 50% connected to the woman. Zika has you connected 50%. You do a ma'amar yivamim, you connect by the other 50%. It fills in that 50%. You have Zika plus ma'amar, that's a good kinyan. So that only works when, right? Atai chalitza af ka'ata lezika. As soon as you do chalitza, right, the 50% of the Zika is crossed out. There's no Zika anymore because you've disconnected from her. So now if you say hitkadshi li b'ma'amar yivamim, it doesn't have any Zika to go upon. So, right, let's say you make it like a pie chart, right? Here's Zika at the bottom, right? Here's your 50% of Zika. And you need the ma'amar to fill in, right? We need to get to 100%. So you need the ma'amar to go on top of the Zika. If you have a ma'amar without anything, without a Zika, it doesn't work. Ma'amar only works connected with Zika. And therefore, he says, if you do it in the order that you do chalitza, and then you do ma'amar yivamim, that's not going to work. That's what Rebbe says. V'rabanan savre, ha'lechudekai v'ha'lechudekai. Zika is a connection between you, and ma'amar is a connection, and they each work in separate planes. So if you want to do a ma'amar independent of Zika, it should work anyway. Okay? They're not connected to each other. So that's why Chachamim say that you would still need a get, and Rebbe would say you don't need a get because it doesn't work. Ilu amarli. So now, ilu amarla. So now he's explaining because ilu amarla he kadshi li b'ma'amar yivamim milo mahane hashanami mahane. He's saying if you in general would say since Zika doesn't help you to get the ma'amar, so the ma'amar yivamim before the chalitza and after the chalitza is the exact same thing. Anytime you say it, kachili b'ma'amar yivamim, that will work. Okay, so that's the machloka between them according to Abaye. It's in the case where he said it, kachili b'ma'amar yivamim. Rava amar, ida amar la b'ma'amar yivamim, kule amalo pligi d'mahanya. Rava says, no, a ma'amar yivamim works like a kiddushin. Everybody agrees that it will work no matter what. So hacha b'mayaskina, and it must be a different situation that they're arguing about. Okay, like I said, we're going to see all different options as to what case they're arguing at. Not what's, right, also what's the root of their machloket, but that they're not arguing in any basic case, they're arguing in a particular case. V'hacha b'mayaskina, kigon de'amar la hitkadshi li b'zikat yivamim. You say the words, I want to marry you, using the zika of the yivamim. Okay? So Rebbe Savar, right? It's one thing to say ma'amar. Ma'amar, you could say, maybe works with Zika, maybe doesn't. But once you say, hitkadshi li b'zikat yivamim, so now that's what the machloket is. So now what's the issue? Now we're going to go back to our basic machloket. Is there Zika or isn't there Zika? And that's the machloket between Rebbe and Chachamim. Rebbe Savar yesh Zika. There is Zika. So if you say hitkadshi li b'zikat yivamim, you want to be basically be working on the Zika that you have. Now what happens? Chalitza comes. wipes out the zika, so now you can no longer do a kiddushin bezikat yevamim. Okay, va'atei chalitza afkaatei lezika, it's mafkia the zika, removes it. Okay, and that's why it doesn't work. But Rabbanan savrei ein zika. There is no zika at all. So if you say hitkachili bezikat yevamim, okay, meikara from the beginning, right? Let's say there's no chalitza. In general, he holds that you're not connected to this guy. There isn't zika. So if you say hitkachili bezikat yevamim, it'll work anyway. Even though you don't have zika, it'll work. It's just, here he's kind of saying it's semantics. So you use this language. This language works whether there is zika, whether there isn't zika. So therefore he says, me'ikara ilu amar hitkachili bezikat yevamim, milo mahanya, wouldn't it work? Even though there really isn't zika, but if he says, hitkachili bezikat yevamim, he meant, I want to marry you. Like a, you know, real yibum case. And since it would work before, when there's no zika, it'll obviously work, hashtanami, when there's no zika anyway, because you did chalitza, there's no difference, basically, between whether there was never zika. So since this will work, obviously everyone agrees that if you do a ma'amar before the chalitza, for sure it works. So therefore, in this case, it will work also. They're just saying it's a semantics. You use the lashon of zikat yivamim, but you didn't really mean zika, okay? Because you didn't have zika anyway, according to him. Okay, and that's how he explains the machloket. Each of these options is a little difficult, and that's why there's six, right? I say this, I repeat myself every time, but whenever you see a lot of different opinions, there's clearly some difficulty here, and everybody was struggling with understanding what this was all about. Rav Shrevya Amar b'chalitza k'shera. Okay, it was talking about a good chalitza. Ida amrali hitkadshil. If it was a chalitza k'shera, okay, now he's disagreeing with the guy before him. He's saying, if there was a chalitza k'shera, ida amrali hitkadshili bezikat yivamim, kulei amalo pligi de lo mahane. Everyone agrees that zikat yivamim for sure wouldn't work after chalitza. Okay, if you have a good chalitza, perfectly good chalitza, zikat yivamim can't work. Everybody agrees with that. I think if I remember correctly, this is where there's a nusach that says everybody dafto agrees that it does work. There's different opinions about what they really think about this, whether it did or it doesn't work. Anyway, he says the machloket's something else. They're talking about a chalitza psula, right? That's a case where your chalitza is weakened because you weren't allowed to do yibum, right? Like you gave her a get first, and then you're not allowed to do yibum. So because you can't do yibum, now your chalitza is weaker. Mar savar chalitza psula poteret, umar savar chalitza psula ena poteret. There's a machloket between them whether if the chalitza psula is enough to matir the woman to now go marry someone else, in which case it totally gets rid of the zika, right? And therefore, it wouldn't work. Or do you say no, a chalitza psula is not strong enough to get rid of all the zika. So there is still some zika. Now, if there's zika, then there's place for the ma'amar to work, in which case she'd need a get, okay? Rav Ashi Amar, de kuleyama chalitza psula ena poteret. Everybody agrees if you have a weaker chalitza, it's for sure not going to matir her. Okay? And therefore, everyone would agree that she would need a get. So that's not the machloket. V'hacha b'yesh t'nai b'chalitza kamiflege. They're arguing in a case where he conditioned the yibum on something. Okay? He said, this will be yibum if you give me matayim zuz. Okay? You give me 200 zuz, this will be your chalitza. And she doesn't give him the matayim zuz. Okay, so now, mar savar yesh t'nai b'chalitza, umar savar ain't t'nai b'chalitza. There's a machloket about whether or not you can condition your yibum on something. If you say you can condition your yibum on something, and then the condition didn't happen, then there won't be yibum in this case. In which case, or chalitza in this case, right? It was really chalitza, sorry, he gave a t'nai to his chalitza. So if you, I said yibum, I meant that whether there's a t'nai in chalitza or not, in which case he said, this will be your chalitza if you do this. She doesn't do this. Does that mean there's no chalitza? Or does that mean, no, there is chalitza, because there's no such thing as chalitza b'tnai. And if there's no such thing as chalitza b'tnai, then the chalitza was good, in which case, you don't need a get if you do the ma'amar after. That's what the machloket is based on. Last one, Ravina Amar, dekule ama yesh t'nai b'chalitza. Everybody agrees there is t'nai b'chalitza. V'hacha b'tnai kaful kamiflege. Where do we learn Dinev Tnaim from? From Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Shevet Menashe. Okay? We learned it all from when they made this condition. They wanted to go into the land to Eber HaYarden, and Moshe said, well, if you come to battle with us, then, you know, you can, if you fight, you know, you come Chalutzim and you fight the battles with us, then we'll let you live in the Eber HaYarden. Now, that Tnai was said kaful, meaning if you do this, this will happen, and if you don't do this, then that will happen. So some people say that you always need, when you do a tnai kaful, you have to say, if you do this, this will happen. And if you don't, right? So if you give me matayim zuz, this will be your chalitza. And if you don't give me matayim zuz, this won't be a good chalitza. So some people say that's what the machlok is. Do you need a tnai kaful? And in this case, he didn't do a tnai kaful. So if you didn't, in other words, everyone agrees you can give a tnai for chalitza, but the question is, what if you didn't, you weren't kofil your tnai? Did it work or did it not work? Okay? Umar sabar lo bein a tnai kaful. Okay. Now we're moving on to the other cases in the Mishnah. Chalatz va'asa ma'amar, v'natan get uba'al. Okay, so now he does chalitza, then he does ma'amar, then he gives a get, and then he does the be'ila. Okay? And then we said also, if he does the be'ila first, right? In this case, it's the chalitza first, and the be'ila at the end, or the be'ila at the beginning, and the chalitza at the end. And what did we say? Ein achar chalitza klum. Right? This again, this is all according to Rabbi Akiva. What it didn't say in the Mishnah, and we said it should have said, is ein achar be'ila klum also, because it gave both cases, the chalitza case and the be'ila case, and it meant that in both cases, once you do either chalitza or be'ila, ein achar, either one klum. So the Mishnah asked, the Gemara asked our question, which we asked then, benit neinami ein achar be'ia klum. Why doesn't it say there's nothing after be'ia? Because that's really what it meant. Abaye v'rava damar trevayu, tenei ein achar be'ia klum. It should say that. In other words, our version had that sentence in it, they're saying. V'tana didan hatarat yivama lashuk adifale. But the one who didn't have it in his version, in other words, our Tana who brought this in before us, this version, this nusach without those words, what did he say? They wanted to bring up the case of being matir the yivama lashuk, right? What happens? If you do chalitza, enachar chalitza klum means she's now mutar to marry anybody she wants. That is much more an important statement to say than Einachar be'ila klum. What does it mean, einachar be'ila klum? It means you're married to this guy entirely, right? Anything you do after is not so relevant. But that's less important. The Tana wanted to stress the case about einachar chalitza klum to show that she's mutar lashuk. In the other case, she's not mutar lashuk. So since she's not mutar lashuk in that case, there was no reason to have, you know, they didn't need to basically bring up that case. So they just, the concept here is really that they didn't want to waste words, so they just used, you know, the more relevant words or the more important words. We're going to see the exact same thing in a little bit. Achad yivama, achad yivama achat, achad shtei yivamot, right? It doesn't matter whether we're talking about all these cases, right? Whether it was one yivama with one yabam or two yivamot with one yabam, right? It's all going to be the same, all these laws about the order and how you did it. Matznitin delo keben azai. This must not go like ben azai. Now we saw ben azai already, if you remember. Detanya ben azai omer yesh ma'amar achar ma'amar b'shnei yivamim b'yivam achad ve'ein ma'amar achar ma'amar b'shnei yivamot b'yivam achad. He distinguished between two yivamim and one yivama and two yivamot and one yabam. He said in the case where you have one yabam with two yivamot, one guy can't do ma'amar for both. Okay, so therefore, in that case, we're going to say the second ma'amar doesn't work. But if you have two yivamim, two different guys, each one has the koch to give a ma'amar. So he basically disagrees with the Mishnah, because the Mishnah said all this applies to all the cases, right? Whether it's one yivam, two yivamim, it doesn't matter. But he distinguished. So they're just saying, let it be noted that our Mishnah doesn't hold like Ben Azai. Ben Azai has a different opinion. Okay. Now we're getting to the case of Ketza ma'amar lezo v'chulei. Okay, now the case here that we're really referring to is a later case. I put it in the sheet. Okay, it's the third chart on the page. He does ma'amar to the first yivama. To the second yivama, he does chalitza. Okay? So the Mishnah says, ma'amar lezo, chalatz lezo, shricha get. Okay, now you don't need chalitza because you did chalitza to the second one, but you still need to give the first one a get because you did ma'amar with her. So the Gemara first is going to understand this case in a very weird way, or a little bit against the pshat. They're going to understand that, what does this mean? If you did ma'amar to one, you should do chalitza to the other. Not, right, the Mishnah, the way we learned the Mishnah is the way the Gemara is going to conclude, which is, if he did a ma'amar to her and he did chalitza to her, then what does he have to do now to finish the situation? He has to give a get to the first one. But they're saying it means that if he gave ma'amar to one, he should give chalitza to the second one and give a get to the first one. So the Gemara is going to say, that does, right, they're going to say two things about it. First, they're going to say, lema mesayeh le l'shmuel. If we read it this way, that you have to do chalitza to the other one, then we'll say that this supports Shmuel. Because what did Shmuel say? Damar Shmuel, chalatz le ba'alat ma'amar, Lo niftera tzarata. Okay? If you do chalitza to the one you did a ma'amar with, the tzara is not ptura. You also have to give chalitza to her. And that's why the Mishnah said you should do ma'amar to one and then make sure you do the chalitza to the other one. Because if you do chalitza to the one you did ma'amar with, that's not going to be sufficient to pater all the other ones. So let's say it's a support for him. And it's a tiyuv to Rav Yosef. Now, what's Rav Yosef? He's the famous one about the recycling. Remember, don't throw away the dirty water because someone might use it. So what does he say? If you did ma'amar to one, right? If you do chalitza to the other, what are you basically doing? You're taking, if you're going to anyway do chalitza, right? The ba'alat ma'amar is going to need a get. So she's anyway going to be psula lakuna. So adif to do chalitza with her, according to Rav Yosef, so that you don't mess up a perfectly good woman who can marry a kohen. Because if you do chalitza with the first one, and then right, and you give her the get, then she's anyway going to be psula lakuna, and this woman will be free to marry anyone.
Do chalitza.
You can do chalitza.
After a ma'amar?
Sure. You're confused. Ma'amar just means I'm connecting with you, but then you decide to do chalitza. So let's say you decide I don't want to marry you in the end. So the way you do it is you have to give her a get and chalitza. You can't only give her chalitza. Because you have to also give her a get, no matter what, she's going to be a grusha. So no matter what, this woman's going to be psula lakuna. So adif to do chalitza with her and let this woman be perfectly free and allowed to marry a kohen if she wants. That's what Rav Yosef Shita. So they're saying, let us say that this Mishnah creates a koshi to Rav Yosef. Because this Mishnah seems to say, do chalitza to the other one. So in the end, the Gemara says, miktani chalitza. It doesn't mean, it didn't say in the Mishnah, you should do chalitza to the second. Chalat katani, diavad. It was only talking about a situation where you happen to have given chalitza to the second one. Not that you should, but if you did ma'amar to this one and chalitza to that one, what's the situation? What are you supposed to do? Which is really the way we understood it to begin with. Okay, we're going to see again, this sugya is going to repeat itself exactly in a few minutes.
This is only if he changes his mind, right? He can always marry the woman who gave
him. He can always marry, if he did ma'amar and he did chalitza to the other one, now he's not allowed to marry her because he already has the isra of lo yivna on him because he did chalitza. If he just does ma'amar, of course he can marry her, but if he did chalitza to another one, then he's forbidden now. So the only way he can get out of it is by giving a get to the first. Okay? Get lizo v'get lizo. What if he gives a get to each of them? So now they're saying, right, so the case here is get lizo. One second, let me just remind ourselves what the case is in the Mishnah. Get lizo v'get lizo, right. Shrichot heimenu chalitza. You have to read that part. What does it say here? They both need chalitza. If you gave a get to her and a get to her, they both need chalitza. So now they're going to say, lema maseyele l'rabba barafuna. Maybe this supports the Rabba barafuna who we saw. Da'amar Rabba Barapuna chalitza psula tzricha l'chazera kol ha'achim. Right? What's the problem here? He did a get. That already means the chalitza is weaker because he already gave her a get, so now the chalitza is a weaker chalitza. So if he just gives, let's say he gives a get to two women, right? It sounds like from the Mishnah that he has to give tzrichot heimenu chalitza. Sounds like they all need chalitza from him, each of them. Why would they each need chalitza? Because the chalitza is a chalitza psula, which means, so once she gets chalitza, let's say, it's okay. She can go marry someone else. But the zika of Yibum is still here because the chalitza wasn't strong enough. This guy is still chayav in Yibum. So he would also have to do chalitza to all the brothers, right? Either from all the brothers would have to give chalitza because all the brothers, the chalitza here was a weaker chalitza. It wasn't enough to remove the chayav of Yibum from them. So it seems to support that. But then what do they answer? No, my tzrichot, tzrichot de'alma. Tzrichot just means one of them needs chalitza. It doesn't mean they both need it. Okay? You're right, because in general, we don't do chalitza generally. Again, it could support Rav Rav Huna, but it doesn't need to support Rav Rav Huna. Tzrichot could just be the way of using the words in the Mishnah. Just meant one of them needs chalitza, not both of them. Get lizo v'chalatz lizo. Okay, now we're going to have exactly the same sugya we had before, okay, but with a different case. Get lizo v'chalatz lizo. What did we say? Ein achar chalitza klum. Okay, the chalitza, there's nothing after it. So again, what would we say? He gave a get to this one, and then he did chalitza to this one. It sounds like, again, the Gemara is going to think, adif, you're supposed to do chalitza to the other one, which again is, we're going to say, lema maseya leila shmuel, v'tavit yuv to Rav Yosef. It's the same thing, where it seems to imply, you gave a get to one, give a chalitza to the other one. Okay, so again, the Gemara is going to answer, mi katani chalitz, chalatz katani diavad. It was only time about a situation where you happen to give a get to her and you happen to chalitza to her, but not that ideally that's the way you're supposed to do it. And therefore, it doesn't support Shmuel, who thinks all the brothers need to do Yibam, and it doesn't support, I'm sorry, all the Yivamot, right? Shmuel says that all the Yivamot, right, that Sarah is going to need her own chalitza, and it doesn't go against Rav Yosef, who said, keep the one who's psula, psula, and don't pasul the other one. Because this is just a situation b'diavad. Okay, chalatz v'chalatz, oh chalatz, okay, what was this case? Chalatz, just go back for a second. Chalatz v'chalatz, O chalatz v'asa ma'amar, natan geru ba'al. Okay, so he does chalitza, and then he does chalitza again. Or he does chalitza, then he does ma'amar, then he gives a get, then ba'al. Or ba'al u'ba'al. Or ba'al asa ma'amar, natan get v'chalatz. Okay, these were our cases. Ein achar chalitza klum. Remember, what did we say? Right? Again, it's the same thing. It gives cases of, you started with chalitza, and you ended with be'ila. Or you started with be'ila, and ended with chalitza. Okay, in any case, what do we say? Ein achar chalitza klum, ve'ein achar be'ila klum. So again, the Mishnah only says, ein achar chalitza klum. It doesn't say, ein achar be'ila klum. So the Gemara is going to say, v'litne nami, ein achar be'ila klum. So again, the Gemara is going to answer exact same. Sugya, abaye, v'rav, adamra, travayu, t'nei, ein achar be'ila klum. V'tana, didan, in our Mishnah, the one who wrote our Mishnah, thought, hatarat, yivama, lashuk, adifale, adif, to bring the case where we want to be matir her, lashuk. So therefore, it just said, ein achar chalitza klum, but it really meant both. Okay. Now we're going to get into some other cases here. Bein yabam achad l'shtei yivamot, right? Or bein shtei yivamim liyabam achad, liyivama achad. Okay, so bishlama l'Rabbi Yochanan. Now we're finally getting to this machloket, Rabbi Yochanan, Bishlakish, that we learned many moons ago I'll tell you where in a second, on Yud Amud Bet, okay, about what happens to the rest of the brothers after you do chalitza, okay? Or even after you do be'ila, right? What happens? What did we say? So Rabbi Yochanan de Amar kula beta belavkai. What did we learn here? That what? This, you do Yibum, right? This brother does Yibum. You have a few other brothers. What's the situation with them? After he does Yibum or Chalitza, now he acted as a messenger of all the other brothers. So now he does, it has to be Chalitza in this case. He does Chalitza. What's the Isser now? She is a sur to him because of the lav of Lo Yivneh, right? Now, since he acted as a messenger to all the brothers, all his brothers are just like him. He now came out of them, right? What happened? Originally, he wasn't allowed to marry this woman. Why? Because she was the sister of his brother, the wife of his brother, Eshet Ach. Originally, came Yibum. Yibum overrode the Eshet Ach, allowed him to marry her. He decided to do Chalitza instead of marrying. What do we say? That now it came out of the realm of Eshet Ach, and it's only Lo Yivneh, it's an Isur Lav and not an Isur Karet of Esherach. So now, what about the brothers? So Rabbi Yochanan says the brothers are just, he's just a messenger of the brothers. And therefore, if he's below Yivneh now, his brothers are Isur Lav. Okay, that's Rabbi Yochanan. So Bishlama, all this works well to Rabbi Yochanan, who said, right, the Mishnah said, it doesn't matter if it's one Yabam and two Yivamot or two Yivamim, all of them, right, all these cases, we're going to say it's all an Isur Lav of Lo Yivneh. So it works very well, Rabbi Yochanan, Damar, Kula Beta Belav Kai, and therefore, Itzrich, the Mishnah needed to tell you this is a Chiddush, why? Lashme'inan, to teach you specifically that we hold like Rabbi Akiva, De'ein Kiddushin Tosin B'chai Ve'lavim. That was the whole reason the Mishnah needed to be Mechadesh to you, because it's only an Isur Lav, and if it's an Isur Lav, the Chiddush is that Ein Kiddushin Tosin B'chai Ve'lavim. But Ela L'Rish Lakish, Da'amar kula beta bekare. Rish Lakish doesn't see him as a messenger of all the brothers. Rish Lakish says, once you do chalitza, you have an isur of lo yivneh, but all your other brothers, it goes back to Eshet Ach. She's now viewed as Eshet Ach to them, in which case it's an isur karet. Now, if it's an isur karet, the Mishnah doesn't need to teach us this. It's obvious. If it's isur karet, obviously ain't kedushin tosim. Everybody agrees with that. So they say, right? It's a question. Itzrich lashmuina de'en kedushin tovsim b'chai v'kritut? That's devar yadua. There's no chiddush there. So Amar lecha Rish Lakish is going to answer very nicely. What's he going to say? Not every line in this Mishnah is a chiddush. Okay? This Mishnah, as you all know, right? It went through many, many cases and many permutations and, right, options, which got you a little crazy, confused. But what's he saying? Not every case is a chiddush. Sometimes they just brought a case to show you the flip side of a different case or to show you all the possible options. So Amar lecha Rish Lakish v'lit amech, if you want to say that everything has to have a chiddush here, seifa, when it says, dekatane ba'al v'asa ma'amar, itzrich lashmuinan de'en kiddushin tosin be'eshet ish, Here we have a case of Baal. He marries one, right? He does Yibam with her. And then, Asama Amar, a different brother, tries to marry this woman. What do you mean, Ein Kiddushin Tosim? Obviously, Ein Kiddushin Tosim. She's an Eshet Ish now. Of course he can't marry her, right? In other words, the Mishnah didn't need to tell you that Baal Asama Amar, Ein Kiddushin Tosim, that's Dari Yadua, that's an Eshet Ish. Ela, I did the Tana Hatarat Yavam Achav Yivama Achad, Tana Namishte Yivamot Yavam Achad. Because it was talking about that situation, if it was one Yabam with one Yivama, let's say he was Baal Asama Amar, so they also then gave you the case of Shtei Yivamot V'Yabam Achad. In other words, let's put it this way. The Mishnah gave you lots of different cases, and then it said all these cases work with one Yivama and one Yabam, and they work with two Yivamim and one Yivama, and two Yivamot and one Yabam. It doesn't mean that every single permutation of this, right, in each case of everything is a Chiddush. It's not all a Chiddush. Okay? And then he puts it back to our case, and therefore in our case, they had to teach you that case because they were already talking about that case. Okay. Chalatz v'asama amar v'natan. Now we're going to have another thing. Why is this a chiddush? He does chalitza, then he does ma'amar, then he gives a get, and then he does bia. So right, what did we say? Ein achar chalitza klum. So bishlama chalatz v'asama amar itzrich. We need to know if you do chalitza and then you do ma'amar, we need to know this not takef. Why? Salkada tachamina, you might have thought, nigzor ma'amar debatar chalitza, atu ma'amar dekame chalitza. If we're going to do a ma'amar after chalitza, right, we want to say that the ma'amar is takef. You do, okay, let's say you do chalatz. And let's do it this way. Let's make a chart, okay? You do chalatz, and then you do ma'amar. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is the ma'amar whole, right? The ma'amar is no good, right? Ein achar chalitza klum. That's what we said. Why do they need to tell you that? Because you might have thought that we'd be gozer in this case. Why would we be gozer? Because if he were to do a ma'amar first, and then he'd do chalitza, what's the situation? The ma'amar here is chal, and she needs a get, right? You might have thought the chalitza could remove the ma'amar. Therefore, we're going to be gozer in a ma'amar after the chalitza that you also need a get so that we don't accidentally confuse and think that you don't need a get when you do ma'amar before. Understand? If you do ma'amar first, you need a get to get out of it. If you do ma'amar after, you don't need anything. But maybe we should say that we should require you to do a get if you did ma'amar after so that we don't get confused and think that you don't need a get when you did ma'amar first. So that's what the Gemara is going to say. Bishlama, we understand this case, chalatz v'asam ma'amar. Itzrich, he needs to teach you, because sakadat hachamini, you would have thought, nigzor ma'amar debatar chalitza, atu ma'amar dekame chalitza, because of this case. Kamash malan delogazrinan, and therefore they had to teach you, chalatz v'asam ma'amar, there's no reason to make a gzera. Ela, chalatz v'natan get lamali, there's no reason. Why? If you do a get, and then you do chalitza, what's supposed to happen? Nothing. You don't need anything to undo the get, right? The only significance of doing get is that you have to do chalitza. But if you were to do a get and then do chalitza, there's no reason. So there'd be no reason to be gozer in the get after chalitza, atu get before chalitza. So there's no chiddush in saying ein achar chalitza klum in that case. So again, they're going to say not every case in the Mishnah is a chiddush. Okay, v'litamech, according to what you're saying, ein seifa. Again, there's going to be a case that's irrelevant. What is it? Ba'al v'asama amar, ba'al v'natan get. There's two cases there, right? Which case are we going to need to be gozer? Bishlama ba'al v'natan get is a chiddush. If you do, now it's going to be the exact flipped, right? We're going to have be'ila in the middle. I'll just erase these so that you'll see. We have be'ila in the middle, and then we have get and get, right? We have a get either before or get after. We're going to say be'ila and then get. Maybe you would think that you'd be gozer because of get before be'ila. Okay, so let's see. Itzrich, salkadata chamina, nigzor get debatar be'ila, atu get dekame be'ila. What happens if you give a get before be'ila? What's the halacha? Okay, we're going to be out of this soon. We're almost at the end of the parak. What happens if you give a get and then you do be'ila? What did we say? It's not a good be'ila, right? It's a be'ila psula because you're not, once you do get, you have the issue of lo yivneh. You're not allowed to marry her. So, you might think that we're going to, but obviously, once you do be'ila and you give her a get, what's the situation? You've just divorced her, right? Be'ila meant you married her. Now get, you divorced her. Okay? But what are they saying? So you might have thought Right? Einachar be'ila, what is it? It has to teach you, einachar be'ila klum, because you might have thought, nigzer geta batra be'ila to geta kama be'ila. Kamash malan de lo gazrina. There's no reason to make a gzera in this case. We're not worried that you're going to confuse and think that the get is not takeif before the be'ila. Aval ba'alva sama amar lamali. But there's no reason. If you do ma'amar before be'ila, is that a problem? No, that's dafka the way you do the mitzvah. So there's no reason to be gozer on ma'amar acharkach mishum ma'amar before. Okay? So again, what do they say? I did itana chalat v'asama amar tananami ba'av v'asama amar v'ai did debay lemine ba'av v'natan get tananami chalat v'natan get. They're just saying, we just gave every permutation, even though in the be'ila and the get, there was the be'ila and the ma'amar, there was no chiddush. And in the get and the chalitza, there was no chiddush. But despite that, we were bringing all the cases, so we just brought them, you know, we just brought every possible option, even though there's no chiddush. Okay. Now we're going to get to our last thing for today, which is the final machloket in the Mishnah. If you recall in the Mishnah, there's a machloket between, at the very end, Rabbi Nechemia and Tana Kama. About, okay, I actually charted it out for you, you can see it here, okay? Whether we say, Rabbi Nechemia said, after Bila, after Chalitza, it doesn't matter. Bein be'emtza, bein betchila, bein besof, ein acharei klum. As opposed to Tana Kama, who said no. When it comes to Ba'ala, so it depends. Betchila, ein acharei klum. But be'emtza, what did we learn? That's a Bila psula, right? If it's a Bila psula, then what happens? It yesh acharei klum. Okay? But the Chalitza, tamid, ein acharei klum. So now we're going to see a third opinion. Okay? Matnitin de lo ki hai tana. It's not like this tana. De tanya, Abi Yossi ben Yochanan, Ish Yerushalayim, Omer Mishum Rabbi Meir, Achat Bi'ila, Ba'achat Chalitza, Betchila Ein Acharei Klum, Be'emtza Ubasof Yesh Acharei Klum. Okay, he says, Bi'ila and Chalitza, in the beginning, if you do them, Ein Acharei Klum. But if you do them in the middle, what does he basically say in other words? A Chalitza Psula and a Bi'ila Psula are not strong enough to remove everything. And therefore, if you were to do something after a chalitza psula or after a bia psula, it would count, okay? You were to do a ma'amar, you would need a get, okay? V'shalosh machlokot b'davar. Now we're going to just say the three machlokot, okay? You can see it on the chart. Tanakama savar, bia de'ika lemigzar, gazrinan. Chalitza de'leika lemigzar, lo gazrinan. What does that mean? In the case of bia, there's reason to make a gzera. What's the issue? We're worried that if you, in the Be'ila case, if you do Be'ila Achar Get, you might do Be'ila Achar Chalitza. That's the whole concern. If you were to do Get and then Be'ila, that would be okay, if you, right? It might be okay because get is only midah rabbanan. But they were gozer in that case because of be'ila achar chalitza. But if you do chalitza and then you do be'ila, that's an isur lav. Okay, so they were also gozer on get before. Okay,
yeah, but if there's get and then be'ila, there's lo tikneh.
Only because the rabbis determine that. That's the whole chiddush. Right. That's what they're saying. The rabbis determine that there should be, that a get is going to be, get is going to count like chalitza because they were worried that you, because remember, get has no meaning when it comes to Yibum. It's all the rabbis. Why did the rabbis do it? Because they saw a reason to make a gzera. They said, people might confuse chalitza with get because they're very similar. So we're going to say that you can't do be'ila after a get so that people don't do be'ila after chalitza. But with be'ila, right, chalitza, delay kalamigzar, after chalitza, it, right, there's no reason to make a gzera. You can't say we're going to say chalitza achar chalitza. Right, what would be the problem? You might think it's okay to do chalitza achar chalitza. We already said either for two reasons: either no one in their right mind would do chalitza twice, or there's no harm done if you do a chalitza after chalitza. There's no isra b'davar, right? Be'ila achar chalitza, but chalitza achar be'ila would be a problem, not chalitza achar chalitza. But Rabbi Nechemia savar bi'anami leikal migzar. He says there's no reason to be gozer and bia. Why not? Why not? We just said there is. Udikamarta ligzor bia achar get mishum bia achar chalitza. Right? You might confuse it. He says something very, very obvious. Kevan de chalitza midoraita meida yade. No one's going to confuse these. Everybody knows that after you do chalitza, there's an issur doraita of lo yivneh. Nobody's going to come to think that because you've allowed bi'ila after a get that you'll allow bi'ila after chalitza. Everyone in their right mind knows doraita. You can't do that. Okay? And Vudika Marta, Ligzor Bia Achar Ma'amar, Mishum Bia Achar Bia. And when you think you should maybe do Bia Achar Ma'amar, Mishum Bia Achar Bia, right? What might you think? When it comes to Ma'amar, we also said there was a reason to make a Gzera. Ma'amar and then Bia. One second. Bia Achar Ma'amar, Mishum Bia Achar Bia. Because you might have thought that you can't do Bia and then another Bia. Okay? That you can't, let's say you do Bia to one and then you do Bia, you might do to the other Yavama. There's no reason for concern there. Kevan de Bia Doraita Hamea de Yidia. Everybody knows that Bia is the Kim of Yibum. There's no reason to make it there. This basically undoes what we talked about in the beginning, about these Gzerot that seemed not so relevant, right? So he's basically saying these Gzerot are irrelevant, and that's why he says there's nothing after Be'ila, there's nothing after Chalitza. But Abba Yossi ben Chanan Savar la Kirabanan. So now why does he say in both cases, Yesh Acharei HaKlum, why does he have this Chiddush? That in both cases, if you did them in the middle, you do have to worry. He says very simply, he held like Rabbanan, who thought that there was a reason to be Gozer when it came to Bia. Begazer Chalitza Mishum Bia. And once they ostered it for Bia, then he also ostered it for Chalitza. In other words, we made a Gzera on Bia for something. This is really a Gzera al Gzera. In general, we don't do a Gzera al Gzera, but here, we were Gozer and Bia, because you might think that you can do Bia after Chalitza, if we allow Bia after Get. So then they say, once we were Gozer and Bia, we said, well, let's just be Gozer and Chalitza also, so that we don't get people confused. So then they were Gozer also Chalitza, even though there's really no reason to be Gozer and Chalitza. And those are the three machlokot. Hadron al Machlokot. We'll start tomorrow with the new pair.
If we did Bia and Bia, and the second Bia...